We're going to spend some time in Alaska now. In a moment, we'll travel to an historic graveyard after we visit a glacier. Anchorage is one of the only cities in North America that depends on a glacier for most of its drinking water. A research team wants to figure out how long the Iklutna Glacier's water supply will last. Alaska Public Radio Network's Annie Feit reports.
The first thing you learn about glacier research is that there's a lot of shoveling involved. Glaciologist Louis Sass is flinging pristine snow out of a growing hole in the glacier.
It gets to be the consistency of sort of really strong styrofoam once you get down maybe 6 or 8 feet.
The white glacier sprawls out around Sass. It looks kind of like a huge lake covered by a giant fluffy marshmallow rimmed by sharp peaks. It's stunning. Mike Loso is the Alaska Pacific University professor leading the Iklutna Glacier research.
You know, if you look around, you understand why the guys at the water treatment plant say they have the best job in the world, because the guys here just have to turn this into drinking water. They just have to figure out how not to screw it up.
The Anchorage utilities want to know how much meltwater they can expect Iklutna Glacier to feed into the reservoir they draw from in the years ahead. So 6 years ago, Loso started bringing his Alaska Pacific University students into the field to study the problem. They spend 3 weeks each May camping on the glacier, skiing to several research plots to gather data. On this afternoon, that means weighing cake-sized pieces of snow sliced from the wall of the snow pit.
Nice ones, Trevor. That's a nice
one. He's the man.
A student slides the snow into a Ziploc bag to weigh it in grams on a portable scale.
280?
280.
These precise measurements will help the team determine how much snow accumulated on the glacier last winter. The students are learning how to gather data in the field and stay safe on the glacier. College junior Haley Williams knows she wants to be a scientist.
I have a fascination with glaciers and volcanoes, so figured I'd come out here and give this a shot and see if I have what it takes to be a glaciologist.
The students have determined the Iklutna Glacier has been shrinking rapidly since the 1950s. Right now, the Anchorage utilities are in good shape because the glacier is actually supplying extra water as it melts. That should last for at least the next few decades. Professor Loso can't predict precisely when the water will start to slow, but he says it's something Anchorage should be thinking about.
Does that mean we don't have electricity or no water comes out of the tap? No. But it does mean that an exceptional source of super clean, really cheap water is going to have to be augmented by what are likely to be more expensive sources of water and electricity.
Loso says that hit to Anchorage residents' pocketbooks will seep in slowly over several decades.
Yeah, let's get it vertical.
As Loso's team prepares to leave this site, they'll insert a 20-foot steel stake in the glacier.
Okay, everybody good? That's the way it's supposed to go in. There we have it.
When they come back later this fall, they'll be able to calculate how much snow has melted by measuring how much of the stake is exposed. Loso says he personally would like a hot summer, but he knows that's not what's best for the Iklutna Glacier. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.